This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The big stimulus includes billions of dollars to keep renters and owners in their homes, but there's no provision to extend the federal eviction moratorium beyond the end of this month. It's unknown how many people have lost housing during the pandemic, although homelessness is tracked annually via what's called the point-in-time count. The federal government won't release the January data till this fall. Kyle Vass reports from West Virginia.
Michelle Massey is an outreach worker in Huntington, West Virginia. Today, she's conducting field interviews with people experiencing homelessness.
How many months would you say in the past 3 years that you've been homeless?
7 months.
HUD requires the point-in-time count for communities to receive funding to combat homelessness. The count has to be done every year during the last 10 days of January and gives HUD an idea of how many people are without a home. But some critics of the count say it's flawed.
Unfortunately, the way the PIT count is designed, it really falls very far short of that goal.
Maria Foscarinas of the National Homelessness Law Center says the count's biggest problem is HUD's definition of homelessness for the count. Foscarinas says that definition doesn't include people who have lost their home and are managing to stay with friends or a family member.
They're sleeping on somebody's kitchen floor, friends and relatives, someone's couch, and they are not counted at all. And this is a much larger number of people and a group of people who are disproportionately likely to be people of color.
And limiting the count to just one day leaves out a lot of people, says Tracy Strickland, who oversees homeless services in Kanawha County, West Virginia.
The point in time is a one-day snapshot. So if you can't find a person experiencing homelessness on that day, they don't get counted.
But Strickland says at the very least, the count encourages workers and volunteers to see what people sleeping outside have to experience every night.
I think it gives awareness to service providers and volunteers looking for people who are sleeping outside.
According to its website, HUD's funding awards are based on communities collecting valid and reliable data during the count. But when asked to clarify exactly how these numbers impact funding decisions, a representative from HUD declined to comment. In Huntington, West Virginia, I'm Kyle Vass for Marketplace.